Nigeria's Labor Federation today launched an indefinite general strike to protest an 18% jump in fuel prices imposed on January 1st. The government of President Olusegun Obasanjo says the increase is necessary to stimulate private investment in Nigeria and bring an end to fuel shortages. Nigeria, a member of OPEC, is Africa's leading oil producer. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Lagos, Nigeria's largest city. Why are there fuel shortages in Africa's leading oil producer?
Well, Bob, Nigeria's economy defies logic sometimes, and oil is a very good example of this. It is the sixth largest crude oil exporter in the world, but Nigeria doesn't have the refineries to process its own oil. So it's forced to import gasoline to serve the population. And the government has long practiced a policy of subsidizing the price of gasoline that's imported. It spends about $2 billion a year to fix the price at below $1 a gallon, which is very cheap on an international scale, but quite expensive still here, where two-thirds of the population makes less than $1 a day.
How effective is the strike?
While the normally gridlocked streets of Lagos are completely deserted today, there is none of the traffic, the commercial buses or the taxis or even the moped taxis that ply the streets usually here. The Nigeria Labor Congress, which is organizing the strike, it claims that they're very successful, that cities across the country have also been shut down. There was a demonstration organized in the capital, Abuja, this morning, about 500 protesters, and it was broken apart by police. They fired tear gas on the crowd and arrested several of the top labor leaders.
Nigeria's had general strikes before, right?
They have. In the year 2000, in June, the government tried to make a 50% price hike, and the unions conducted a national strike again for more than a week, and they shut the country down. The government was forced to back down. This is a very contentious issue here in Nigeria because, as I mentioned before, the population is impoverished, and they have very few services here. The government cannot provide round-the-clock electricity. There are blackouts and brownouts every day. Most of the people do not have electricity or running water. Schools are in a state of collapse, as are the roads and other forms of transport. So one of the few perks that people expect here is cheap gasoline. After all, Nigeria is a gasoline exporter, and that perk is being taken away by the government, even though it's just not economically viable to maintain this subsidy.
Is the government in danger of collapsing?
Well, Nigeria underwent a historic transition in 1999. It had had more than 15 years of military dictatorship, and it shifted into civilian rule, into an experiment in democracy. But since then, things have really been turbulent here. There have been thousands killed in ethnic and religious violence over the past several years. This summer was very bloody. The tension is high in Nigeria, and we're still a year away from a round of elections. There are a lot of questions as to whether Nigeria's experiment in democracy will succeed or fail.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Lagos, Nigeria.